This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa directs Nepal police to carry out investigation impartially without being influenced by power or interest. China to provide additional 1 million doses of Sinovac anti-COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal under grant assistance. Bada Dasain festival starting from today. Private sector urges government to implement MCC. And at least 18 people have been killed after an earthquake struck Pakistan's Balochistan province early today. Now the news in detail. The Bada Dasain festival, which is the most important festival of Nepali Hindus, has started from today. The first day of the Bada Dasain festival, called Ghatasthapana, is being celebrated today. On the day of Ghatasthapana, all Nepali Hindus worship Diyo, which is an oil-fed lamp, Kalash and Lord Ganesh in accordance with Vedic rituals, and sow maize and barley seeds in a jar filled with soil and cow dung for germination of the auspicious Jamara, which is barley shoots. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the auspicious hour for observing Ghatasthapana is 11:46 a.m. today. Prayers are also offered to Durga Bhavani, the goddess of power today. Germination of auspicious Jamara is also initiated at Hanuman Dhaka Dasain Ghar in accordance with the Vedic rituals today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has directed the Nepal police to carry out investigation impartially without being influenced by power and interest. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of 66th Nepal Police Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa stressed on Nepal police transforming itself as per the time using science and technology. He applauded the contribution of police personnel for their roles in maintaining safety of people during disasters and the coronavirus pandemic. Likewise, Home Minister Balkrishna Khant said the government was serious about providing adequate resources to Nepal police for investigation and combating crimes and maintaining peace and order. Similarly, Inspector General of Police Sailesh Thapa Chhetri said the implementations of short and long-term plans were in the offing to boost up the morale of the police personnel. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa honoured the first police woman, Chaitya Maya Dongal, with the Lifetime Achievement Award. President Bidya Devi Bhandari received the annual report of two constitutional bodies yesterday. In a special function organized at Sita Niwas yesterday, Chairman of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission Bala Nanda Paudal and the Indigenous Nationality Commission Chair Ram Bahadur Thapa Magar submitted the reports for the last fiscal year of their respective organizations. The Office of the President has confirmed the submission of the reports, issuing separate statements yesterday. Former General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Prakash Man Singh, has said he would file candidacy for the party presidency in the 14th General Convention. Speaking at a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Leader Singh accused the current party leadership of failing to carry out works as per the cadre's expectation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The government of China is said to provide further medical assistance worth 5 million yuan to install preventive measures in Nepal's health system in a bid to save lives from the possible third wave of the coronavirus pandemic. Taking to his Twitter handle, State Minister for Health Umesh Shrestha also confirmed that China has agreed to provide additional 1 million doses of Sinovac jabs in grant. He further quoted a message from the Chinese embassy in Kathmandu that the Chinese government would provide 300,000 doses of vaccines to Nepal Army under grant assistance. Government of China aided 1.6 million doses of Verocell vaccine will arrive in Kathmandu on 20th, 22nd and 23rd of October. State Minister Srestha also thanked the government of China for such generous support. Province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Rawat won the vote of confidence in the Provincial Assembly yesterday. Chief Minister Rawat received 77 votes in his favour with the support of the Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepali Congress and the CPN Maoist Centre. 23 votes were cast against Chief Minister. The Chief Minister sought the vote of confidence following split in the ruling Janata Samajwadi Party. Additional 1,043 new cases of COVID-19 were detected in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infection was confirmed while testing 15,465 samples. Likewise, 891 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, with the confirmation of 12 deaths yesterday, the corona-related death toll has reached 11,192 in the country. Meanwhile, issuing a statement yesterday, joint spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, urged people to adopt health safety protocol sincerely while celebrating the festivals. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Binay Mohan Quatras, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Dr. Naren Kharka yesterday. The Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that matters relating to bilateral relations between Nepal and India were discussed during the meeting held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday. They also discussed the matter of Covishield vaccine supply to begin from next week. Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Vaikuntha Arial, has directed the subordinate bodies of the ministry to carry out works with the concept of digital framework. Speaking at a meeting of the High-Level Management Committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday, Secretary Arial asked the subordinate bodies to complete all the first tri-monthly work as per the work execution agreement within the coming 5 days. He also asked the officials to ensure safety to the offices as the festivals were approaching. In the meeting, the chief of various divisions and executive chiefs of the subordinate bodies had updated the work execution and briefed about the problems that had surfaced in course of the work execution. The private sector of Nepal has urged the government and other stakeholders to implement the US government-aided Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. Issuing a joint statement yesterday, the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, the Nepal Chamber of Commerce and Confederation of Nepalese Industry urged the government and other stakeholders to implement MCC, saying that it would bring economic benefit to the country. Saying more than 30 countries have implemented the MCC, they expressed that the compact would be implemented in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. At least 18 people have been killed after an earthquake struck Pakistan's Balochistan province early on Thursday. Disaster management officials said the death toll may increase. Images on social media showed people in the city of Quetta out on the streets in the aftermath of the quake. Initial reports indicated that it may be measured up to 5.7 on the Richter scale. A government official said people died when structures collapsed. Local officials told the British Broadcasting Corporation BBC Urdu service that at least 150 others are thought to have been injured, with several of them rushed to hospital in critical condition. Rescue operations were still underway. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and one or two places of Karnali and Far Western Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbhat Dewa directs Nepal police to carry out investigation impartially without being influenced by power or interest. China to provide additional 1 million doses of Sinovac anti-COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal under grant assistance. Bharat Dasai festival starting from today. Private sector urges government to implement MCC, and at least 18 people killed after an earthquake struck Pakistan's Balochistan province early today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.uv.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.